Hello.
Hey, Abigail, it's Judy Anderson. I'm just calling to let you know she came and it went well.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me know. Did she say anything about the approval yet?
She said I've been approved.
You're approved?
And they got the doctor's form or whatever back from the doctors, and the doctor approved, approved it, or I guess made it possible to.
Okay, great. Amazing. Did she give you a list of what needs to be collected for the county?
Did she give me what is these papers? I don't know what that is she gave me. I'm trying to keep up with this stuff. What did I do with it? I don't know. She gave me a paper. I mean, is it something I have to do?
Yes, so you will need to collect some financial documents to send into the county so that the county can get you a waiver of approval. That is the next step. If you have the list that they gave you, what?
No, that would be step five you're talking about.
No, you need to get approved from Maximus, which is what you are approved from. You have your two assessments, you sent in your doctor's form, you're physically approved, and now you need to send in your financial documents for the county to approve you.
All right, so I'm asking you, is that step five? I'm trying to have something to go by. Is that step five, the CAO review or something?
Yeah, you can call it step five. Yeah, and there is a list. Did you get a list of steps?
Step one, two, and she told me to call, see if they received a physician certificate. That's step four, and they did.
Yeah.
And now it just says step five.
Yes, this is step five. You are correct. I just looked at the list.
All right, so I'm trying to figure, you say, I have to send it. Where do I send it? How do I send it? I don't understand what it is I have to do, because all I have is Social Security. That's the only financial,
Okay, so did they give you a list? Did they give you something to base it off of?
No.
By the assessment? What did she give you by the assessment?
Did she give me this? This says steps to apply for waiver services. And that one here is where she crossed off step one, step two, step three. Step four is the physician certificate, that one. So all I can see here now in the back, it says step five. They review your waiver application and make a decision. That's step five. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have anything to go off of.
Okay, so I'm gonna send it over to you. Okay, so just a second. What usually happens is they request your financial documents, whether you have a bank account or not. Also, are you living with minors now, currently?
Mm-hmm.
You're not living with any minors, correct?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. So you're going to need to I'm just asking that because if a patient's living with minors, they don't request the financial documents. So you will need to send them in. So
where do I
send
them?
Okay. So you're going to bring it to the county associate's office or the welfare office. And you can email it to them as well. I can give you their email.
Email it?
No,
and what is
you
that
need
an email?
You need to bring
like my the yearly thing I got from Social Security?
Yeah. You're gonna need the 5-year look back. So you're gonna need from 2023 to current all the statements from every month. And then from 2020 to 2022, I just sent you the list of it. 2020 to 2022, you're gonna only need 2 months from those years. You're going to need biannual statements.
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Did you get my text?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
5-year looks back.
Yes. So the county needs your financial documents from the last 5 years to approve you for the services. They need whether you have a bank account or you had a bank account in the last 5 years. They're going to need the statements from those bank accounts or wherever you're getting your money from. Or if you
And I don't have to worry about that because I don't have a bank account. So that's
okay. So where are you getting your money from?
Social Security.
Okay, so you're going to need a Social Security statement.
So I can go to where, the Social Security office for this?
Wait, just a second, please. Sorry, just a second. Judy, did you have a bank account open in the last 5 years?
No, I've never had a bank account, ever. No.
So you've been only receiving Social Security money from the last 5 years?
That's it.
From nowhere else?
And that money comes
money?
Oh, my God.
I'm confirming with you that you haven't been receiving from anywhere else since 2020 other than Social Security?
I'm telling you, no. I don't have any other income except that. That's it.
Okay. Wait, just a second, please. I'm trying to figure this out for you, okay?
All right. Okay. I see it's a current, most recent Direct Express statement. I don't get the statement from Direct Express, but that's where my money comes from.
Okay, Judy.
Yeah?
So when you get your Social Security payment, it comes in through a Direct Express account?
Yes, ma'am. I just seen that on your text. Yes, that's what it says, current, most recent Direct Express statement. I don't get statements in the mail. I don't get statements. Everything I do, it's online.
Right. So it comes in through a Direct Express account, correct?
Yes.
Over
yes.
Online. Okay. Okay, fine. So, like this, if it's only from Social Security, you're going to only need statements from the last 3 months, okay? I just confirmed
that. And how do I get that? I have to...
You're going to have to contact Social Security or whoever sends you the money from there. Who are you in touch with there?
I'm not in touch with anybody. It automatically comes to me. It comes on my card. I'm not in touch with them. It just comes on the card every month.
Right.
It's always been that way.
You don't have any way of contacting them?
Yes, I can. I can call them. So what do I ask for?
Yes. You're going to have to ask them from the statement from the last 3 months.
I need a statement for the last 3 months. Okay. That's it. What I need.
You're going to need statements from the last 3 months. If they can email them to you and if they can send them to you by mail. So like this, you can bring them in to the welfare office and you can email them so we can be sure that they receive it. Okay? That's where you're going to rest
up. Who would I email them to?
I'm going to send you the email.
Difficult.
Judy, this is the financial approval so you can get your services.
Write that down. Financial approval. Financial what? Improvement. Last 3 months. Statements. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I just get so flustered trying to remember this stuff. My memory is not the greatest.
Sure. No. It's totally understandable, and it's a lot of information. I know that you need to remember. I would suggest writing it down, which is smart that you're doing that. And
okay, so you said I need financial improvement for the last three months' statements from Direct Express.
Yes. And, Judy, anything else on that text that I sent you, if you have a cash value of life insurance, vehicle registration, anything on there that you have, do you have anything else there? If you could just run through the list.
What did you say?
If you could just run through that list that I sent you, do you have anything else there?
Vehicle registration. They need my vehicle registration?
Yes.
It's a very old car. It's very old. It's not worth anything. Parent Direct Express statement and no veteran benefits, no. I do have a life insurance policy. It's $10,000. I think it's less than that because years ago I borrowed against it, so it's not very much.
Okay, so they're going to need that, okay?
And who is that? Where do I send this to?
You can email it to me. You can email it to the county. I'm going to send you the emails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have access to get that?
Access to who?
Access to get those. What, do you have the vehicle registration and you have the, cash value of life?
Yes.
And the cash value of life insurance?
I don't know. All I get is a monthly bill to send my fee every month. So what am I supposed to have? I don't get it.
Just a second.
To send a monthly bill? I mean, you know, a copy of it or something? Cash value, not even $10,000. Cash value of life insurance.
Just a second.
This is too much for me, Lord. Please help me.
Okay, Judy.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you're going to need to contact your life insurance company and ask them to get the cash value of the life insurance so you can send it into the county.
So who can send it to the county, them or me? What they have to do with the county?
Not them. They're going to send it to you, and you're going to send it to the county.
Maybe I can get them to email it to me. Okay. Do you have an address or something for the county?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to send it to me, you said, right?
Just a second. You know where your county associate's office is?
No, I don't.
Do you know where the county welfare office is?
I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to find out, but no, I don't know where it is. No, I've never been there.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text of everything that you need and where to send it to, okay?
Okay. I get nervous when it comes to stuff like that. I'm not being mean to you, no. Please
no,
don't
no,
take
I know.
That.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I want to get everything right for you here. I was just trying to find out exactly what you need.
So I need the life insurance, the direct express statements you said for the past 3 months,
yeah.
And the vehicle registry. That's it. So I can take a picture of the registration and send it to who?
Yeah.
And where am I sending it to? You're going to tell me that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm writing it all down for you right
okay.
Now, okay? And I'm going to text it over to you.
Thank you, Abigail.
Sure, no problem. If you want, you can wait on the line, but I'm just going to send over to you exactly what you need.
Okay.
Okay. You can text me. You know what? Text me if you have any questions.
Okay.
And I'm going to send it over in a couple of minutes, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Let's be in touch. Sure. No problem, Judy.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.